This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Could you ever imagine living in a house with a tragic and gruesome past? Could you imagine living in the house where Chris Watts brutally murdered his pregnant wife, Shannon, in 2018, who was 15 weeks pregnant, and their two young daughters, Bella, who's 4, and Celeste, 3, and their Frederick, Colorado home. After strangling Shannon in their bedroom, Watts loaded her lifeless body into the truck and drove to a remote location with their daughters at an isolated storage tank area owned by his employer. Watts then buried Shannon in a shallow grave before smothering Bella and Celeste. He then callously disposed of the girls' bodies by forcing them through the 8-inch hatches, forcing little girls' bodies through 8-inch hatches of separate oil drums, his own children. The days following the murders, Watts feigned innocence and even publicly pled for his family's safe return, only later to be convicted and sentenced to 5 life sentences of heinous crimes. Prior to that, life wasn't peachy in their home. Chris was having an affair with a co-worker. Could have been part of the motive for murder. Facing financial problems, facing extreme financial difficulties, including bankruptcies, struggling to meet mortgage payments, being sued by their HOA. A house that was filled with turmoil, trouble, anxiety, stress, and negativity. Imagine a house like that would be rather hard to sell. And it was. After that chilling crime took place at that house, it stood empty for years after the murders. The property's horrific history seemed to deter potential buyers, much like the infamous Amityville murder house where the DeFeo family was ruthlessly killed in 1974. But very recently, a family named the Millers made the decision to purchase the Watts' former home for $600,000. Intending to, quote, fill it with smiles and transform its grim history. After moving in, the Millers posted a now-deleted picture of themselves in the kitchen, paying tribute to the memories that once filled the house and expressing gratitude for the peace they found there. Question is, can such a dark past truly be overcome by new occupants determined to create a positive atmosphere and happy memories? The Watts house struggled to find those new owners. Much like the Amityville murder house, both properties were burdened by the sinister events that occurred within their walls, which the DeFeo family murder in Amityville and the tragic demise of Shannon, Bella, and Celeste in Frederick. After the Watts murders, the lender foreclosed on the property but received no bids. According to Denver-based bankruptcy attorney Clark Dre, potential buyers were put off by the house's sordid past. Despite its tragic history, the Watts' former home is an attractive real estate opportunity. 4,200 square feet of space, views of the Rocky Mountains, 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 3 parking spots. It was built in 2013. It's not that old. The Watts were the first owners. The ones that were murdered. The question, though, remains, would you be able to live in a house that only had one owner? Of course, all the occupants deceased except for one who's now behind bars. Can the Millers truly erase the dark events of the past by filling their new home with that love, laughter, and family? Is it possible to honor the memory of those who once called the house their home, while creating a new chapter for themselves, much like the Millers intend to do? If one believes in ghosts, it's natural to wonder if the spirits of Shannon, Bella, and Celeste Watts could still linger in their former home. Some people believe that violent or tragic events can leave an imprint on a location, causing the spirits of the deceased to remain connected to the place where their lives were tragically cut short.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Could you do it? Could you live in a house that had a history like that? Do you believe it could be haunted by spirits or just the energy that may still remain in a home like that? You can weigh in with your opinion. We have a phone number for that. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. Love to hear your voice on that story. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.